Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
It was really great. I mean, I loved it.
No, but... because I found myself singing the other... that's how I know. I was trying to... extraordinary. Yeah. Never mind. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. What are you up to these days?
Just on vacation.
On vacation from where to where?
From Pennsylvania. We spent the week freezing in the Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, yeah. Pretty cold up there, was it?
It was a little chilly.
Yeah. Were you in a water park?
No, we decided not to try those.
Yeah. Because it's all froze up there, and you have mostly water. The slides now are good because they're all frozen.
Yeah. Yes.
And where from in Pennsylvania are you from?
Thornton.
Yeah. Whereabouts is that?
It's at 35 miles from Philadelphia, west, southwest of Philly.
Yeah, not too far from it. So what made you come this way?
Oh, haven't been up here before.
Is that a reason?
Yeah.
You've probably been in a lot of hell holes. Haven't been to a lot of hell holes that you come to. But nice to have you here.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Where do you go? What's next on the tour?
Well, actually, I work in Illinois right now, so I'm going back to work.
We're going back to work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got to pay for the vacation.
All right, well, that's cool. Sorry, it was a little bit of a disappointment here. So let's give them some from here.
How about a rugged mug from East Lansing's Jazz Award?
No.
How about the CD Wild Woods and Waters?
No.
How about nine hallmarks of highly incompetent?
Wine.
Oh, okay. Welcome the Russells of Spring with scrumptious Wisconsin wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
Yeah, because that's from here. And then you can say at least you got a bottle of wine. Thank you. Well, your names are?
Howard Hawkins.
Linda Hawkins.
Nice to have the Hawkinses here. Hard to pluralize, but it's nice to have you. I have three brothers named Michael. Do you think I need another Michael in my life? I don't think so. How is that even possible, Marcia Bennett? Hi, how are you? Three brothers named Michael? Well, they Michael 1, 2, and 3. Stand here if you wouldn't mind. Yes.
I was born with a twin brother named Michael. Then I married my husband, who has a brother named Michael, so I have a brother-in-law. And then my sister married a guy named Michael, so I have another brother-in-law.
You're surrounded by him. What's your husband's name?
Timothy.
Well, at least you broke the mold there.
Michael's a wonderful name, and so is Timothy.
Yeah. Were you thinking of adding another Michael, or why did you ask?
Well, I thought you could be my friend. I listen.
If it's all right with you,
it's perfect. Yeah.
It's perfect. Well, I don't know about that either, thank you. Thank you very much. What is your name, though?
Marcia.
Marcia.
I hate it.
I've had a lot of luck with Marcias over the years. No, I didn't mean that. But I mean, it's been good for me, Marcia. Not great, but good. Well, never mind. Well, very nice to meet you. I'm glad we sort of bonded. Marley's looking for Morels.
In Madison?
In Brookfield, even worse. We're going to find them in Brookfield. It's all built up now in Brookfield. Are you looking for them in Brookfield?
Yeah, I got a puppy. And we go to.
Well, wait a second here now. Let me get this is important because I love Morels. And I started looking. I know a little spot. I can't tell you where it is. I have to kill you. But I started looking. But I think it's been too cold for them to come. I don't see anything coming. How are you guys doing? Yeah, good. I see you. Are y'all here for something?
Nothing really.
That's why you're here, huh? Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Nice to see you. Minnesota State Mavericks.
Yep.
How'd they do this year?
They did pretty good.
Yeah. And playing for them?
Yep. No.
Were or you don't know if you were playing for him or not?
I don't know. I was for a little bit.
What were you playing?
Frisbee.
Frisbee. Frisbee player. Come on, give me a break here. Thought he was at least a linebacker or something. Frisbee. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And you're from, excuse me, you're from Brookfield?
Just for the last 12 or 13 years.
There you go. We used to see mushroom hunting in Ohio. And, really?
Yeah, we saw you in Akron and all sorts of places.
I was out there. That's right. That was me.
Yeah.
But where do you find mushrooms in Brookfield? It's all like 12 lanes of traffic now.
There's a bunch of parks, and I have a puppy, so I've been seeing the parks. And I keep seeing these...
Is your puppy trained to root out morels?
We haven't found any yet, but I keep finding these strange men wandering out of the woods.
Oh, yeah. Camouflage and carrying bags.
I said, what are you doing? And he said, don't tell anybody. I'm looking for morels. He said... There was a great patch here last year.
You haven't told anybody, at least. That's
right.
which park was this?
You're going to get me in trouble. Mary Knoll Park.
Oh, no. My God, if something happens to you, I'm going to feel terrible.
I know, he's going to search me out. So, and he says there are ramps there too, so we're keeping our eyes.
Ramps are just onions to me.
I guess.
Saying
but
onions.
We were just at the farmer's market, what, $64 a pound?
Holy, let's go to Brookfield. Get out of here. Oh, we got to go. Thank you, dear. Nice to meet you. All right, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. It means I got to go back and step on all these feet on the way out. Pardon me for doing it.
It's okay.
Nice to see you.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for coming. From Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice to have you here. If you have any contacts in show business, that can maybe do me some good.
Not yet.
Are you in show business?
Yeah, I'm in film school.
Film school. Good for you. Whereabouts?
USC.
That's the one to be.
Yep.
Right, nice to meet you. We're going to play the quiz. Chance for you to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous. And look, I'm not stepping on one foot yet. I'm clobbing into a few here, but pardon me for doing that. We have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. To do that, we must have the four disclaimers. Yes, this is your cue. Get here somehow. You can walk over those seats, man. You're big. Just walk right over those seats. Come on. No problem. No problem. Oh, that's all right. You didn't want kids anyway, did you?
All right. There you go. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Attack cat saves a dog from a boy. That's a story. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
You killed it. Nice job. Oh, yeah. There he goes. Let's see the hands of those of you. Never mind. Come on, dear. Come on down here. I'll meet you at the aisle here. It's not a proposal, but it's an idea. It's something. You know, let's think about it. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
You are?
Rowan.
Rowan, and where are you from?
Milwaukee, originally Brookfield. That was my mom you were talking to.
Oh, that was your mom down there. So you go out with her in these morel hunts with the dogs?
No, I live in an apartment. I don't live near them.
Try not to, really.
Yeah.
Rowan, give me one good reason you should play this quiz. Good one. any reason will do.
I do psychiatric access and advocacy.
So you think it would apply to this situation?
Sure.
Okay, fine. Come on, we'll get a little psychiatric access here. And advocacy. That's a wonderful thing to be doing. Rowan, come up here if you would. Have a seat there. You got a fresh glass of water. Life is good. All righty. And where do you do that? In Brookfield as well?
No, I'm at Mental Health America of Wisconsin.
Oh.
I do resources, so people call me and they need to find a therapist or to find housing that'll be accessible.
Yeah.
I basically, there's a huge database that I know the ins and out of, and I can find something that'll accept their type of insurance or will have a sliding fee.
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and who do you work for in doing that?
Oh, I'm technically a volunteer, but I answer phones. It's a small agency. We're part of the bigger national network, but we have about like 20 people at our Milwaukee office.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. What is that called, in case anyone is interested in that?
Mental Health America of Wisconsin. Yeah. Our fundraiser is actually coming up on Wednesday. So
it is. Where is that going to be?
I'm actually not sure. Somewhere in Milwaukee.
Somewhere in Milwaukee. But in Milwaukee, they could check that out and look it up and if they want to know more about it. Sounds great. What do you do when you're just trying to relax, kick back, and have fun?
I'm going to take summer classes again.
Summer classes?
Yeah.
That's your idea of fun?
I watch Netflix, you know.
Netflix?
Lots of Netflix.
What are you watching on there right now?
I'm watching...
Do you binge?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you binging on?
Right now, Law & Order SVU and House, because they finally put House on there.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a big moment for me, is House finally being on Netflix.
Yeah, you know that guy is actually English, though? Did you ever hear him talk in his real voice?
Yes, I did. I've seen him in a lot of other things.
It's upsetting, though, isn't it?
It very, very profoundly upsetting.
Find out someone's actually an Englishman. I don't know why that'd be upsetting, but It is in this case. Well, that's a good show, though.
Yeah.
So how many are you into there? Like 40, 50, 60, 100 of them at a time? How many can you watch at a time?
How many episodes?
Yeah.
Depends on if I'm doing anything else that day. Like, if I'm out of the house, I'm only going to watch, like, an episode or two. But otherwise, you know, I'll have it on in the background since I've seen it before.
You live it.
Yeah, like, I'll clean my room while, you know, house is in the background. I'll do the dishes while house is in the background. I'll cook dinner while house is playing in the background.
You and this guy are married, basically. I don't know if he knows
it. I mean, my one true love, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, someone should tell him. We got to get to the quiz here. How do we do that, though?
Somebody at home plays along, yeah. And they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Extraterrestrials, would Pope Francis baptize them or not? So you got a 50-50 chance here now. Aliens, space aliens we're talking about here, extraterrestrials, would Pope Francis baptize them or not? He's actually spoken on this issue. Let's go to Danielle now in Lake Mills. Danielle.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Danielle, would Pope Francis baptize extraterrestrials?
Sure.
Yes, he would. Yes. Congratulations. Yay. You qualified. He's very inclusive. He's very inclusive, and he said that even if aliens wanted to come over, he would do that for them. Danielle, this is Rowan. She's your partner here.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Hello.
Are you comfortable? Got time for this now?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All the time in the world.
Okay. Two of you are a team. You collaborate on this. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do, and they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Danielle, you picked first one. What would you like?
Let's do odds and ends.
Let's. Given longevity rates, the best bet would be, for male and females, in terms of maximum longevity, would it be a Nepalese man and an Iowa woman, an Icelandic male and a Japanese woman, or a Swiss male and a Spanish female?
Oh, my. A Swiss male and a Spanish female, maybe?
I was leaning towards one of the first two, but I'm not sure. If you
Icelandic
have a strong
male and Japanese woman?
Yeah, I was actually leaning towards that one.
Oh,
but
okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yes, Icelandic male, Japanese woman, that's it. Longest
perfect.
Longevity. The male, 81.2, and she outlives him, 87, but it's still pretty good. That's not the best you can do. And then
that's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left?
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Rowan, what do you have?
I'd like to think I was paying attention in school at some point, so how about that one?
Okay, would you rather have sweetbreads or a pancreas from a piglet?
In terms of what?
I just read them.
I
write
my
them too. I
guess to eat.
Well, if you had a choice between sweetbreads and a pancreas from a piglet, which would you rather have?
Danielle, do you have any ideas? Otherwise,
I mean, to eat, I would prefer sweetbread, but I don't know.
I mean,
this is a trick question. Any idea why?
I would go with sweetbread just because I'm a vegetarian, but pancreas from a piglet sounds so weird.
All right, well, I think you're not getting it. It's the same thing. Sweetbreads are like pancreases from piglets.
Oh.
So,
okay.
I'm afraid that would
sure.
be.
Sadly, that is one right and one wrong.
Yeah, I thought that was sweet meats, not sweetbreads.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to look it up. What's left there?
Left. Categories are current events, people, places, or science.
Did you just bark, Danielle?
No, I will go with people.
People, okay.
People.
You have a little dog there? So I thought I heard something yipping. Maybe it's just me.
No, I don't know what that was.
Okay. On a daily basis, 1 in 5, 1 in 10, or 1 in 20 Americans no longer carry cash. This is like day-to-day Americans who go out of the door have no cash on them whatsoever. Is it 1 in 5, 1 in 10, or 1 in 20?
I would say 1 in 5. Who carries cash?
That was my first thought too. I don't remember. I mean, I only have.
But you guys are young.
Yeah, so that's why.
Try not to be so young.
I'm thinking to maybe go for the middle option because.
Okay, 1 in 10.
1 in 10.
Good. All right. Good. Yeah. If you're young, you're gonna say like, I never carry cash. My daughters have never carried cash. They can't even know what it is. You know, surprised when they see a folding bill.
Yes. 2 right, 1 wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, places, or science.
Okay. Back to
current events.
Current events. Right out of the news. Okay. Did Marquette overlook the 34 credits still needed and let Scott Walker give the commencement address? Marquette University, you know, he was 34 credits shy, just missed graduating there. Did they forgive that and let him do the commencement address or not?
Danielle, do you have any idea?
I guess I'm not that current.
Okay.
I mean, commencement is like this weekend.
Yeah.
That's very
so that'd be kind of short notice to get him, the governor to
yeah, so to I'm Marquette guessing or, if they were debating it, probably
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. She says no. Danielle.
I'm going to go with no, too.
Yes, no is yes. Concordia. I mentioned it earlier. I do paying attention. You were. Okay, that's all right, though.
Rowan, find out just what percentage of Americans feel they work with a bunch of monkeys in Michael's book, What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. Danielle, make every day a What Do You Know day with Stevo's Breakfast Blend and continue the good vibes through the afternoon with a smooth and tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison Steven Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And both of you can walk the dog with style and flair with a daisy print tie-on bandana from Stellaware and put a Feldmingo in your pocket with a priceless silver Jubilee anniversary quarter. Congratulations to you both.
Good job, though. That was a good job. That was hard. And you're working very fast. So. Danielle, hang on.